Please.
You did.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. It is Friday, October 4th, 2024, and this is a collective bargaining session between the UCF chapter of the United Faculty of Florida and the team representing the UCF Board of Trustees. As we usually do, we'll start our meeting by reviewing the minutes from our previous meeting, which was on September 27th.
Right.
This wouldn't affect the minutes, but just to clarify for everybody who was with us on the 27th of September, we left the meeting with it open, which of two versions of Article 8 we would TA on, and we opted collectively for the shall version of Article 8.
Yeah. Well, Robert is on his way, so he says
All
15
right.
minutes.
All right.
But that's
Excellent.
okay. Yeah, that's good.
So no objections to the minutes?
No,
No
it
objections.
looks yeah, it looks good. And we had that was an interesting discussion that we had on shall and with may. We had different opinions. It looked at different aspects of it, and decided to go with shall, which I sent to you already, Charlie,
Right.
right?
We've already
So
signed off on that. We're done with
we
that.
have signed off, and I think I also sent you my color-coded scheme. So it's getting greener, and that's a good sign.
Well,
So
it is a
hi,
wonderful sign.
Giovanna. Yeah.
And hopefully we can get some more green today.
I hope so. I hope it will be, yeah, that will be really good.
Well, Todd, one of
And
the things that we had talked about last time was Articles 19 and 20. We thought we were pretty close on those. You
right.
asked us to send you the Word versions of those articles this week, and you had suggested there was
Right.
probably a minor change that you were going
There
to
was,
recommend. So
yeah.
we're
So
interested in those.
that would be really good. And let me just pull that up. And they are so similar, 20 and 19. And let me see. Did you give me permission to share?
Yeah.
Okay. Share, I guess I do. Okay, so one thing is that so this article, Chuck, can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So this is it's a very important one, and it is of course related to our grievance and procedure and arbitration. And I think first of all, I do want to thank your team for keeping most of the article intact, right? I mean, because we have a process here which has been working, we have it, so the article doesn't have very many modifications. The main issue comes up because of the state laws, which now do not allow arbitration in a number of cases. Not all. There are cases where you can, but not all. So one of the things that Chuck, when we get to discussing which articles would be open at 19 and 20, would be the ones that we would open. And this is someone, as you can imagine, this has been talked about at all our campuses. So there's been arbitration is something that, we hope that nobody has to file grievance, but that's not reality. We also hope things don't go to arbitration, but that's also not reality. So arbitration is something that gives us supposedly a neutral person making a decision when the employee or a bargaining unit member is not, has issues with what they have gone through in terms of the administration. So arbitration is really important. And from your desire to keep this intact, we are also assuming that UCF administration is also in favor of arbitration, provided it is allowed by the state. We totally understand that that there are things that have come up, but had those measures not been put in place, you were not going to be proposing to change arbitration. You were not going to be proposing major changes to Article 20. So that's the premise that we're going on. This is
There's
what.
actually a state statute, another state statute that says we should have arbitration. So
That we have arbitration.
this one says,
Right.
notwithstanding that other statute.
Okay. Okay. Right. So what has happened, and I didn't send you the, because what would have been good is that if we could have agreed on a few things like they have done at FSU and FIU. Those are the only two I'm looking at. There are other places as well. But basically, what some language has been put in, and I think that's what would have been good. But I think what we wanted to do, and you agreed that there was very little change. I mean, and right now it would be going back to for you back and forth, and we won't be able to close everything, and that we'll come back to it. So essentially, we had proposed something here. We thought we'll make it as simple as possible. And basically, in on page one, where you say that, for example, if I read it out for those who are here, essentially, section 1001.7741, which became effective July 1, prohibits arbitration in certain instances. And then, so to the extent university determines arbitration is prohibited by law from being terminal step of a grievance submitted pursuant to any provision of this agreement, the terminal step and final agency deposition for said grievance shall be the prior step described in that article. For example, for a grievance made pursuant to Article 20, for which arbitration is prohibited by law, the terminal step and final agency deposition shall be step two. If Section 1001.7412, Florida statutes, is amended or overturned so that the status of the law in Florida prohibiting arbitrations changes, the parties to this agreement shall open negotiations for all articles in this agreement which allow for return to arbitration. So those are the two words. So basically, what we are saying is that is it is that is what we will do. I think from what I understood from what you were saying, and I don't know if let's see. We had a, if you need to go to discuss this or with others in your team, but this is what we thought was the sense of it, and this is what basically is then that there is a good faith agreement on both sides that we will go to articles that allow for returning to arbitration.
May I
And
ask?
if I just want to make sure I understand also that it's the identical change that you're proposing for Article 19 as well.
Yes, that's why I'm not even going to show you.
If I can
Okay.
ask Talat, what do those two words mean to you that changes the meaning of that section?
That means we are basically, in other words, UCF is not going to come and say that even though Florida law allows for arbitration, even in cases that where it didn't before, we will not do it. So, in other words, right now, UCF Suppose basically what is happening right now is that we are not going to go through arbitration in cases where state does not allow it. And we all, there was all this discussion, but you know, these laws may change, but we don't know how they will change. Agreed. Whatever the law is, we have to follow. However, let's say that arbitration is allowed. We don't want UCF to come and say that, yes, it is allowed, but we will not do it. So this is where what we are saying is that, you know, right now, what UCF's stand is that the only thing that stops us from following arbitration in all the cases for which we were pursuing arbitration until this law came about is because of this law. And that's what we want UCF's position to be moving forward. And we don't want to start, you know, this, for example, Charlie and Chuck and I and others who are in this may not be here when this thing is being discussed, but they will have the benefit of the that basically the stand at that point was that the reason we are putting this in is because the state law is not allowing that. And if the state law allows, then we will, in good faith, return to negotiations and go back to where things were. So we are still going to negotiate, but the negotiation is not going to be that UCF is not going to do it.
But I think you're saying, though, is that we would not be able to negotiate it because you're saying we have to return to it. I think the law right now, like Chuck said, there's two. One of them says that you must have the option of arbitration, right? And the other one is sort of lying on top of that and stopping it. If the law lying on top of it is removed, then we go back to requiring arbitration, and then we can put it all back.
But we will still be we will be still be negotiating. There will be negotiations because we don't know exactly what the law will be. I mean, that was the whole
I
thing.
see.
Why, yeah, you're right, because we will still negotiate. Because, for example, they would say that, you know, arbitration is allowed in this case but not in these other cases. So we'll still go back. We will still have a discussion. We will just not say everything is now nullified.
Todd, I'm
But we will.
ecstatic that we are this close on two articles here. But I just have to be very honest with you. I'm not sure what these two words add to this footnote. What we said is we're going to open negotiations for all articles in this agreement which allow for arbitration. So anytime arbitration is mentioned, that article is reopened if anything changes.
Well, what does
What would
reopen
be
mean?
different? What would the how would the list of articles we would reopen be different when we add these words return to?
So the only way it would be different is if we, you know, we reopened and UCF's position was that yes, we will do it. I mean, we're negotiating, but our position now is that we will not allow arbitration. And what we're saying is that we are going to be, what we will be negotiating is whether under the current laws we can return to arbitration or not. So we could be talking about interpretation of the law, we could be talking about, you know, but the assumption will be that we're talking about returning to arbitration. And of course, everything, whatever the law is, will be obeyed. What we don't want is for UCF to say that yes, it is now allowed, but we will not allow it. And
I think I understand, and we'll probably take a brief caucus at some point
sure,
and
that
get
no,
back to you
that's
on this.
perfectly fair, perfectly fair.
Two things that I'll point out, if I may. One is we're the ones that suggested this approach anyway, and I'm glad that we're just trying to finalize this approach. And I don't remember the statutory address for it, but there is a place in the statutes that says that arbitration is normally allowed. The state legislature actually made an exception in the case of some bargaining units. The ones that are public servants or police and fire, they're not subject to the same thing. They still have arbitration as I understand it. So, I think this may be okay, but there's also the possibility that there's another law that or another
Sure,
section of the
sure,
statute that gets changed,
sure,
and
sure.
UCF will abide by the law.
Sure, the same with us. I mean, there's no question about that. So we will sit down and negotiate, and there's sometimes it could be that, interpretation may be different. We could then ask for clarification, and like we've done even with these laws, right? So
Okay.
yes, I think I totally. I mean, we will not do anything that is not within the law, right? But what we don't want is, and not you, Chuck or Charlie, but people who would be there at that time to basically say, yes, but we don't want to do it. And that is what we want to say, is that we will talk about whether arbitration, with the new changes in the law, whether that's allowed or not. If it is allowed, then we'll say we'll go for it, and how will we go for it, and so on, So that's all that we are asking.
All right, I think we understand, and I thank you for the suggestion. And again, I think I used the word ecstatic. I want to repeat that word that we're this close. I think that's good. I think my team will need a brief caucus at some point. I don't want to do it right now, but
Oh, sure. We'll do it at the end anyway, because my hope is that today we can wrap things up. And I know you're coming with that intention, and I me too. So one of the things was that when this came up, and you brought this, we had a longer sentence in here, and then I remember Dennis and everyone kind of saying that, hey, let's think about it. We can probably accommodate. And so when we looked at it, we said, what is the minimum that we could do that would accommodate all of us? And that's what we came up with two words.
okay.
And in a way, if we accept this, in a way, it's cleaner than what we find in some of the other articles, in the other universities where they've put in big paragraphs, because the more words you put, the more questions come up. So anyway, so take a look, and I won't show you Article 19, because that's exactly, it's just
Okay.
exactly identical.
We
Okay.
understand, and we appreciate the chance to move along and save some time there. We
That'd
know
be great.
exactly what you're proposing in Article
That's
19.
exactly, yeah, that's it.
All right. What I'd like to do briefly is talk about Article 3 again. We had proposed Article 3 is a status quo last time, and I'm still there. I still think our team's position is that that's the best way to go. And as we look at Article 3, I want to make it very clear that our team's goal is to get the one-time payment and salary increases into employees' bank accounts as soon as possible. That's number one. If we have any delay in reaching agreement, what that would mean is that the realization of those salary increases would be moved to 2025.
Yeah, and we wouldn't want
That
that. We
we don't
wouldn't,
want
yeah.
we don't want that. We did contact HR payroll after our last session, and what we found out is right now we are on a razor's edge. Today we're fine. We don't when we propose Article 23, there's no change in the dates. Those are going to stay the same. And we verified even that it's going to be okay to implement the one-time payment and the salary increase on the same day. We wanted to make sure that that didn't cause any hiccups someplace. And we've been assured that that will be okay. So, we're committed to trying to get this money to our employees as quickly as we possibly can. What we have done is suggested status quo for now, You've already mentioned that, Articles 19 and 20 may be articles that you'll be proposing that we reopen. Article 3 may be another one that we want to think about reopening. There are a couple of articles that we intend to propose for reopening. And when you see our Article 30 that you'll see later on, we're proposing that those open by an early date in February of 2025. That doesn't mean we have to wait till February of 2025 to open it. It means we need to open it by that time. So if we can get everything agreed to, get this ratified, I know you have to conduct a vote, a ratification vote. We have to go to the Board of Trustees. That's going to take a few weeks to get all that done. We can open those negotiations perhaps sooner than February. We want to make sure we take care of business and get ratification done. But certainly we could open those negotiations earlier. I don't know, so that's where we are on the issue of Article 3. We think status quo is the best way to go with, and by status quo for right now, that means no changes. And I know that at this point there is an office that the UFF is using. No change. A status quo on that is as well. So that's what we propose. And if there's something that we can do with Article 3 in the future, I know that if we do anything differently than we're doing now with the office that the UFF is using, we need to go to the University Space Committee in order to do that, which is another delay. So in my mind, I think the best thing for all of us to do is say if status quo is okay, no change in Howard Phillips Hall, no change in Article 3, let's get the money into the employees' bank accounts. If we want to talk more about UFF privileges in Article 3, let's do that. But let's reopen it. So that's our position today. And I don't know if there's anything that you want to add to that,
So,
Talat.
yes, we do. And so, what we were wondering, and I think, is that because, oh, wait, where did it go? All right. Just a second. I thought I had everything open. Yeah, I got it. Yeah. So, let me open that. So, what we were wondering about that, because I and we do need the space. So what we were going to present to you, and let me see if I can go. Zoom is here. Go to share. Okay. Okay. So our concern basically is what were to happen if the place that we are in is undergoes renovations. So and this is more of an MOU. And basically, what we would like to do is to present to you this MOU, which is UFF and UCF agree that UFF requires a dedicated space to meet bargaining unit members in private to discuss matters related to grievances and workplace disputes. To assist UFF, UCF has provided UFF with an office in Howard Phillips Hall, room 103B for this purpose. And for UFF to house documents for this purpose and to house documents related to the running of the union. Since UCF is planning to renovate Howard Phillips Hall at some point in the future, UCF will find temporary space in an alternative location of equal or greater square footage on main campus or in Research Park. When re renovations are completed in Howard Phillips Hall, then UCF will allow UFF to return to a space in Howard Phillips Hall or be given the temporary space on a more permanent basis. During the move from and to Howard Phillips Hall, UFF will incur the mo moving costs. The MOU will be in effect during a 10-year window from the point of ratification. That means 2024 to 2020, 34, but neither Chuck or I will be here. I'm sorry.
Oh,
That
wait a
that's not
minute.
part of this.
Well, we're still going to be negotiating here, aren't we?
That's not part of the MOU. I'm sorry, the last few words, but anyway, that's it. So I mean, this is basically, yeah. I mean, we can come back to
So
it, but
we can start negotiating this MOU right away after we finish with the rest with the full book. So we can, if you can send that to us, we can put that to the side for now so it doesn't get interfere with the full book, and we can get to work on that as soon as practicable.
So I think that's basically the MOU, and so and Robert, you are here.
I am
Did
here.
you want to speak to the MOU, or you think I did a good job?
I think the MOU is clear. I don't think Chuck has any questions about our intent with the MOU. Do you, Chuck?
No, I don't. No, and as Charlie said, that's if we do the status quo, which again I think is an appropriate thing for us to do, we can begin negotiations on the MOU and the articles that open up. As soon as we get that ratification done, that's what we're trying to do, is get people paid, is what we're trying to do.
Okay. Yeah,
And I'm
so
just going
from
to
our,
say, Talat,
that's
I
it.
think I can do better than the MOU. So that's all I'm going to
That
say right now. I
so
can do better
we're
than
going to
the
see
MOU.
Chuck's MOU? Is that what we're suggesting?
Let's get to ratification
That'd be great.
and
We go
talk
and
about Article 3.
celebrate with what Chuck has to offer. How about that, Chuck?
Well, we'll see what we can do here. We're
Okay, that would be great.
well, thank you very much, Todd, for updating us on your position on 1920 and discussing with us Article 3. We want to present Article 10. I think that's the next thing
Right.
that we wanted to do. And when we met last time, what we had talked about is that there were four things in Article 10 that were things that we wanted to take a look at. And we've done that. And I hope that you'll see we've made a lot of movement toward you on this. There are only four sections of this article that I want to bring to your attention. The first one, I'm going to ask Charlie to go to lines 222 to 233. This is somewhat similar to what we've almost tentatively agreed to on 19 and 20, is some language that says there may be some changes in a bog regulation or in state statutes. And if that were to happen, if post-tenure review would be impacted by such a change, we open negotiations on all articles that pertain to post-tenure review. So it's the same basic idea that we've talked about with arbitration in Articles 19 and 20. And I guess
So,
Robert's got a question.
I do too. Go ahead, Robert.
Chuck, does this include a court injunction or successful lawsuit?
Yeah, I mean, it's anything that says we need to rethink post-tenure review.
But you wouldn't be opposed to putting an injunction or successful lawsuit into this language?
We're going to have to ask about that, I think.
Yeah, this is what we've been advised by the General Counsel's office.
All right,
It is appropriate.
can you ask?
So when you say, oh, yeah, go ahead, Robert. Yeah, go,
Sorry,
sorry.
can you ask about whether if there's an injunction or a successful lawsuit, will we be able to go back to this provision here and
We're
go
going to
back to
have to
our
ask
original?
legal, because I wonder if there's an appeals process, how that might interfere with things, and we don't want to intersect with the law. So we'll have to ask legal. But I've written down injunction or lawsuit is the question.
And I did want to ask one more in that. So can we add also are modified or nullified? So modified is not the same as nullified.
I'm writing that down as well.
I mean, I would say that's the same thing, but I understand. We'll ask.
All right, so that's what we propose to deal with the question about legislation or legal status of post-tenure review. Charlie, the next section I'd like to point to is 254 to 263. We had talked some last time about documentation of disciplinary matters for post-tenure review. And I had discussions with the provost and with the general counsel. And what we're proposing right now is to have a section here that's called documentation of discipline regarding professional conduct. We've added a couple of sentences at the end, say disciplinary letters or actions issued during the period under review and completely overturned through the grievance process shall not be included in the employee's post-tenure review packet. However, for example, a disciplinary letter or action issued during the period under review and lessened in some way, but not rescinded in full through the grievance process, shall be included in the employee's post-tenure review packet. So if it's completely taken care of, in essence, if the discipline is eradicated, wiped out, it's not included. But there may be some cases, we've seen some cases where there have been disciplinary matters where a sanction has been lessened, for example, but there's still discipline in place. We would want to see those included. And I'm hoping that it addresses the concern about dealing with the
Yeah.
discipline.
Okay. That's good. Yeah.
Okay, and then Charlie lines 267 to 279, please. Talat, this was very helpful to get some of the language that you shared with us from FSU. And I know you had drawn from that language yourself on this. What we are proposing here is a section called Considerations for Determining the Performance Rating. In conducting post-tenure review, the university shall not consider or otherwise discriminate based on faculty members' political or ideological viewpoints. That statement is in the BOG regulation. So this is nothing new. We include that where we are conforming with the regulation. The second paragraph, point two, is a little bit different, but like you, I was, as we're putting this together, we're drawing on that language from FSU. And it says, because of the variety of academic disciplines in the university and the differences in the nature of the work tenured faculty do across disciplines, the relevant evidence in support of post-tenure review ratings will vary across academic disciplines. Considerations by deans and the provost shall include documented performance in the areas of research, including creative activities where appropriate, teaching, service, and other assigned duties. The criteria used by academic units, the college, and the university to evaluate the performance of faculty for promotion and tenure, and the criteria used by academic units for annual evaluations of faculty. So that too, that statement is consistent with the BOG reg. It's consistent with our policy. It's consistent with the law. And I shared all this with the provost. The provost is comfortable with this language.
So, Chuck, would you comment on the evaluate the performance of faculty for promotion and tenure? So again, yeah, criteria. We have the criteria used for annual evaluations, but the criteria used for promotion and tenure, would
That's
that
part of the
be?
packet that the candidate has to submit.
I
That
see.
that's part of this the submission. So that
Okay.
information is available as each faculty member
Huh.
submits their packet for post-tenure review. That information is included and it's available to the deans and to the provost to look at to put the accomplishments, the achievements, the work that has been done by the faculty member in context and be able to evaluate it based on what is known about the expectations in that unit, the college, and the university.
So for example, what I'm wondering in is that if it is a you're evaluating PTR, you're doing it for a full professor, then essentially it is whether the person is maintaining the criteria that were used to
No,
promote the
that's
individual. No. Okay.
not saying that. There are certainly people who were awarded tenure at a time when the criteria looked different than they do now,
Right.
perhaps.
Right.
But for context, what is required with all of the submissions for post-tenure review is the current unit, college, and university criteria. It's part of the packet, but it's there. It's something that can be considered. It is not, well, this person who's been was tenured 30 years ago is
Because they're
not
different, right? I
performing
mean,
at the
they're.
same level or whatever. That's it's there for context, and it's required. It must be part of the consideration.
Yeah, but they're not being measured with that new criteria because that is different. If somebody got tenured 30 years ago, it's different from what it is right now. Not totally. I mean, you're still supposed to be a leader in your field and all that, but yeah, okay.
But
So
Claude,
I
none of
think.
us can speak to how everybody did those evaluations for post-tenure review. We can't. We didn't do them.
Right.
But it is required that this information be part of the packet that
Oh, I
each
see.
faculty
So
submits.
it's the criteria
It's a
that is given.
consideration, is what it says. It doesn't,
Okay. Okay.
deliberately not saying criteria. It's a consideration. It's information that has to be presented and is available for context.
Okay. So the units criteria that they use for annual evaluation and what they use for promotion and tenure, that has to be presented.
That's required. That's not a university decision. That's required beyond the university.
Okay, we'll have to look at it. Yeah. We'll
All
have
right, and
some
then
time to caucus. Yeah.
Charlie, if you can look at lines 301 to 303. We also had a discussion last time about sustained performance evaluation. And I think there was some very reasonable concerns raised about we got all these things piled upon one another. We're doing SPE and post-tenure review and what if they're at the same time? What we were suggesting is that sustained performance evaluation is a mechanism that we can use to help faculty who may be going to have some trouble with post-tenure review. And we're trying to help them not run into trouble with post-tenure review. And what we're saying here now is if the employee's overall performance is deemed to be below satisfactory, the employee may be issued a performance improvement plan if the employee's next post-tenure review is not due for more than 1 year. So they, if somebody's given a performance improvement plan that lasts a year, they have to have time to do it. And we want to be able to include the success that hopefully they've had with that performance improvement plan in a positive way. When they come up for post-tenure review.
Robert.
Yeah, Chuck, how would the supervisor deem someone below satisfactory? What's the mechanism?
What it says here is they determine a tenured employee has not maintained productivity expectations over the most recent 2 terms.
I understand that. My question, though, is how does the supervisor determine that? What is the tool by which the supervisor determines that they have not maintained productivity standards or expectations.
I don't know. That's the professional judgment of the supervisor.
It has to be annual evaluation, right?
Yes, would you say the annual valuations would yield this?
I certainly think
Or
that's.
could someone in their annual valuations have outstanding or whatever the top thing is, right? And then be given a sustained performance evaluation? Because according to this language,
They
that is a
can be.
possibility.
I suppose it would be a possibility. It's really hard to imagine that
I
happening.
can imagine that. It's not hard for me to imagine that, Chuck. Why don't you come to my side, look at it from our end, and
I
I
can
think you
even
can
give
see that this is a
examples.
little bit flawed. Yeah, flawed here.
Well,
I mean, if you want to do this, if you're saying this is an assistance and this is good nature, that's fine, right? Let's talk about that. But you can't say the supervisors are going to have this magic wand, and we don't know how this magic wand works, and this magic wand will be used. What we want to see is how the magic wand works. So if the magic wand works because an annual evaluation yields, below satisfactory or whatever the measure is that you're talking about here, for 1 year or for 2 consecutive years or something like that, I think you might have something here, Chuck. But if you're just saying, no, we're just giving all our supervisors magic wands, that doesn't make me think that this is a just and fair process.
I mean, I can say that we've had this magic wand since the beginning of time. The language is the same. Employee has not maintained productivity expectations is right from page 46.
Yeah, but that was in an era with no post-tenure review, Charlie. You're getting post-tenure review now. So post-tenure review should make sustained performance evaluations irrelevant.
I don't.
But hang on. But you want to maintain sustained performance evaluations, so you're trying to convince us of the need. I'm giving you an out here, and I'm trying to say, you know what? You might be able to better defend your need if there was something tangible here and concrete, but there's not. And I'm just pointing this out.
And I'm pointing out that
Yeah.
we've had the same language for a long time, and I don't think that we that
You
anyone finds that
have
offensive.
not you have not had the same, with all due respect, Charlie, you have not had the same language without post-tenure review. It was a whole totally different context, totally different contract. We're talking about something new now.
I don't understand why that changes anything to add the ability for
Because
someone
you have
It
post-tenure.
changes everything. It changes everything.
All right, well, we'll have a caucus in a short time. Come back and propose something that you think is better.
We
I don't
just
get.
did. I just did, Chuck.
Well,
I just gave you a proposal I think is better. I think
I guess
Talat's
the
with me
thing.
on that. So caucus on that,
Well,
Chuck.
if
Get
that
back
if
to
your team
us.
agrees with you, Robert, come back and remind us of
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah,
Wow.
we have to work on this and get back.
Okay. But those are the four things that we said we were going to address in Article 10, and we have done so.
Talat, is there
Okay.
anything else you want to go back to or look at from those sections?
No, I think let's see. Those were the. Does anybody from the team remember if there was anything else in post-tenure review that we had? I think these were the points, right? We had one in which we had talked about sustained performance, but I don't think we presented that. Okay, I think. So I think we th those were the items, and on your side, those are the very things, right? So if we agree on, I mean, if we can look at what you have offered and what we have offered and see where we can meet, the other two articles are basically, there's only one article, that's 30, right? Which is about for reopeners, isn't
Chuck, did
that
you want
right?
to take a caucus before we move forward?
Well, I would like my preference. Talat may disagree with me. Is I can
Okay.
show Article 23.
Oh yeah, that would be good. Please do. I had four.
Remind me what line you want, Chuck.
I want to
Yeah.
start at line 328.
Okay. No, that would be good. And then we can take after that.
In the interest of getting money in the bank accounts of our employees, we have reinstated the sunset for ADI. So this is the usual way that ADI has been done. We're just reinstating that sunset date. There's one other change that we're proposing for Article 23. And Charlie, can you take me to lines 34 and 35? You had asked at the last time, could we get a larger one-time payment? The answer is yes. What we have added is $1,610 to the one-time payments that we had mentioned last time. So that the minimum one-time payment to an in-unit employee would be $5,000.
And that's
we're getting maxed out here. We wanted a nice round number that everybody remember. It's everybody would get at least $5,000 under this. Everything else in Article 23 is the same as what we had proposed before.
Chuck, there was something that while you're at it, and it should not affect the numbers on your side, but one thing that just because if we take a break, it would be better to just point out to any differences that we may have on Article 23. We do appreciate what you have done here. That's really, that's good news. And so let's go the awards. And, you know, we have Rhea, we have Sortal, Rhea, and Wright. So there are two things on which we would like your side to take a look at that. So we have the teaching incentive, and that's 55. Now, if you go down below, we would like to keep the RIA at 55 and reinstate, I mean, keep SOTL the way it was at 5. And the reason for that is that if we subsume SOTL under RIA, there are certain colleges that would benefit, would be negatively impacted, because if we decide to go for RIA and SOTL is included, it could happen that, you know, there are more SOTL awards given than RIA. But the tendency typically would be, it's much easier to quantify, you know, RIA awards, because there are departments and colleges where funding is much more easy to get than it is to produce, you know, a few books, scholarly books or scholarly innovations in teaching. And so we really like the fact that you know, the SOTL is there, and we do not have, we have language which would then say that when you're talking about these incentive awards, we would basically say, agree that yes, an employee, if they're given all three awards or all two awards, they can only take one. That we will keep, but we would keep SOTL, and we would keep the numbers still the same. So RIA would be 55 and SOTL would be 5. And so that's something for you to think about when you're doing that. And the other one is, if you go to the post tenure review, what we have, so you know, there are examples, concrete examples of the way people were given meets expectation and beyond expectation. At least it is not transparent to those of us who are looking at it from outside what were the criteria. So there's an example of a colleague who was furious that they got only meets expectation when they had done such and such and such. And they made their case, so they were given an out of cycle raise. So you know, this doesn't sound like, the criteria are really transparent and really making sense to people. Because if the same individual can be given an out-of-cycle raise, when they made their case that they should have gotten beyond expectation, we don't want anyone who feels that they had beyond expectation to. I know it doesn't make much difference, but if you're making a monetary difference, that doesn't make sense when the criteria are not really developed the way we have, or the process that we have for tenure and promotion, where it goes through so many reviews and reviewed by one's peers and outsiders and so on. So we would really, what we would like to propose is that in both categories, they be given a straight sum of $4,000 and not made to distinguish. Now, is there a state law that tells you that you have to distinguish?
I don't believe there's a state law that says we have to distinguish.
Okay. So if everybody could be given 4,000, then this question about, I calculated if you want the exact amount, Chuck, it comes out to be 35,771. I mean 35, 3,571. But if you want to be generous, you can give them 4,000, or you can give 3,600. That still will cost you about $29 more per person, but it's a round number. So basically, that way, when you tie a monetary thing to whether it is meets expectation or beyond expectation, it becomes more of an issue. I know for some people it may not be, but I mean, for example, if I got evaluated at meets expectation, I would be upset, regardless of what I'm going to be rewarded with. But this is creating and colleagues are rightly upset because they feel they had the grants, they had the all the productivity, and they're still getting meets expectation. As I say, in College of Sciences, we got five who went beyond expectation and 15 who got meets expectation. We've got lots of people who should be beyond expectation. So I think it's creating a little bit of a problem, and again, a morale problem. And what some colleges are great, Creole, everybody got beyond expectation. That's good. Engineering, most of them got beyond expectation. So we also look at that and say, this is not being applied, uniformly across colleges and so on. So there is a concern, and so at the very least, then the monetary thing, I mean, if it is the same, then maybe it doesn't matter, although it does matter because it hurts your ego if you got meets expectation when you thought you should be beyond expectation. So anyway, so those are a few things to think about. I mean, the subtle thing is important, and I feel that because colleges like arts and humanities, particularly nursing and so on, I mean, they're, RIAs don't go, are not given to people. They do get it. It's not that they don't get it, but the majority of the people getting RIAs are from the sciences and engineering and optics and so that why not have five which are dedicated to more or to scholarly activities, and that also encourages colleagues from science and engineering to be engaged in scholarly activities, not just in research that brings in funding, which is a great thing to be doing, but it also gives them the opportunity to get subtle as well. So for all the reasons, I think we've got a very nice system going, and it would be really a shame to give it up. So, and it's not going to cost you any more money because it's 60, regardless what we're saying, make it 55 and 5. And that's the one that I would be pushing for. So these are a few things, and maybe we can take a break and come back.
Is there any more
All right.
sections of this article that you want to go over to Lot?
Did Robert and other members of the team, could you remind me, is there anything else that we want to go over?
Doc,
Michelle, can you
can I
think
ask a
of
question?
anything?
No, the only thing I wanted to add, just when you're considering that post-tenure review amount, is I think that this actually, Talat's proposal benefits administration because it would remove any potential perception that the ranking was given based on how much the university would end up paying based on. You know, we talked about that, Talat, that, you know, okay, it's cheaper for the university to have more meets expectations than exceeds expectations. And I'm not saying the university would do that. I'm saying there could be a perception of that. So I think that's a strong argument for that being good for both sides.
You, Michelle. And but I think we covered everything else, right?
Sorry, Chuck, can I ask a question?
Sure.
So you've gone over everything that was changed since your last 23, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you have a did is there anything, Robert, that you had in mind that we should talk before we go into caucus?
I mean, I don't have any questions.
Okay, we covered all the points that we had. That yeah, I think so.
Okay, Talat, what do you suggest for a caucus time?
So
30
it's
minutes?
about 30. How about we get together at 2:30? Would that be okay?
2:30?
Chuck, how many articles we have left that you left to you all are presenting?
There's a total of six left, plus the appendices.
So there's six left, 2% from you all.
Oh no, I'm sorry. We're done.
Oh, there's no more articles you're
Yeah,
presenting today?
everything's
Well, the
out there.
appendices.
Oh,
Presented
30, 30. I'm
everything.
sorry, 30.
Yeah,
30 is the
30
other
and the
one.
appendices. 30 is just the reopeners, right?
No,
And we
third. Well, yeah, what is 30?
30 is reopeners.
Yes.
And then the
Okay.
appendices.
The
So we should be able
appendices.
to.
There's five, right? One, two, three, four, five. Oh, six. Six appendices in Article 30, which is what we reopen. But we're not, I don't think we're ready to talk that yet.
And Charlie, you're not asking for any changes in the glossary?
We already TA'd on the glossary.
Oh, okay, great.
That's 20, that's 32.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay,
Okay.
we'll see you at 2:30.
2:30, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Good afternoon, Charlie. Can you put me into the breakout room, please? I don't see it anywhere.
Okay, I don't know why this happened last time, didn't it?
Yeah, so as the meeting was happening just now, it popped me in there and I came back to the main meeting and now I'm not seeing. I don't know what happened.
Me neither. Okay, so I see a room. There's 24 people in it. And I don't know a lot about.
Oh, okay. So there's a little part here that says more. Join breakout room. I'm gonna try that.
Oh, yeah, okay. And let me
Thank
know. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Of course. Oh.
I apologize. It took me a couple extra minutes to get back here.
No problem.
Well, I think we got a little more work ahead of us.
We do.
We're really having a difficulty with the addition to 19 and 20. I've been down to the general counsel's office, and it isn't clear what it is we're adding. What we've intended all along is if there's any change, we get back together and we talk about it.
No, I agree. I agree. But I think what we want to make sure is that, UCF is not going beyond what the state is requiring. In other words, if we are talking about arbitration, and let's say that arbitration rules are changed to the benefit of the employee, that arbitration is now allowed. Let's say in all cases or in more cases than it is allowed now, what we do not want is for UCF to say that yes, it is allowed in by the state, but we as a university will not allow it. So that is not returning to arbitration. That is basically saying that we will maintain this embargo against arbitration, even though the state allows that.
What we've been trying to say since we proposed this type of an approach with the footnotes, I believe in January, is if there's a change in the law, we get back together. It isn't what
No,
the
but you're
change
not
is.
saying, that if there's a change of law that allows arbitration, then UCF would also allow arbitration. You're not saying that. If you say that, then I think we are fine. I mean, if you are saying that you would be held back on arbitration to the extent the law is holding you back, I think you've made the point. And you could say that explicitly, but what you're saying is that no, we will talk, and we may not even go as much as the state is allowing you.
Well, what we're saying is if there's a change in the law, we want to come back to the table and talk about
And talk about what? Reinstating
it. Whatever the
arbitration?
change in the law is and how it affects the collective bargaining agreement.
Well, because the thing is that if you guarantee that if the state law allows arbitration, I think we could maybe just write that sentence. If the state law allows arbitration, a particular issue that is not allowed right now, UCF will follow the state law. I think that's all we're asking.
Well, UCF is always going to follow the state law. What
No,
we are saying is we
UCF
don't know what the
can be more stringent than the state law.
what we are saying here and what we have been proposing over the last 10 months is that if there is a change, we come back to the table and we negotiate. That's all
But
we're
again,
saying is if there's a change, we come back and we talk about it,
but
period.
the
But
point is,
we don't say what our position is. We say we come back and talk about it because we don't know what the law, how the law may change.
I agree. But all I'm saying is that if the law allows arbitration, then UCF will also allow arbitration. That's all we want. That's a one sentence. We don't have to say return to arbitration. We can just say if the state laws allow arbitration, UCF would allow. That's what all other campuses have done, is they have said if the state law changes so that arbitration is allowed, we will allow it. And that's all we are asking. You can just add that sentence. You can take out my thing about return to arbitration, but just say if state laws at any point allow arbitration, UCF would also allow arbitration.
I think her
That's all.
position's clear, Chuck, right? We can
I'm
maybe,
sorry.
her position's pretty clear that if, yeah, so I think we can move on from that.
Yeah.
What is the clear position, Charlie, that if state law
What you're
allows arbitration, we
what I think you're saying is if the law says arbitration comes back, but it is not obligated for the university to do it, your language forces us into being obliged to do it. Yes, that's exactly what you're saying. I understand. It's clear.
And it is not clear that the university is ready to be so obliged.
Right,
Because
but
university
that
would.
restricts our rights in bargaining, and that's part of the issue that we'll have to talk to the attorneys at length. We didn't have time to talk at this time, so we can move on. It's okay. I understand their position completely.
Yeah, so we understand on 19 and 20, and based on a preliminary conversation in the general counsel's office, we're not feeling too good about it. There's some additional language that had been mentioned as a possibility, or some re replacement language to change the last few words. Instead of saying shall open negotiations for all articles in this agreement which allow for arbitration or allow for return to arbitration, we just said shall open negotiations to address the change of law. Because we don't know what the change is.
No, that's yeah, but
But
we're
regardless of whether it's allowed or permitted or required, excuse me, whether it's allowed or required, the university is saying, we'll return to the table. But at that point, we return to
that's
the
not the
table
same
and it's an
thing.
open negotiation. It's not that one side has to have one position or another.
Right. I don't think I think I've made my our position very clear, right? Which is the position of all other campuses that basically, if state law allows arbitration, we will allow it. And
Well,
what you're
and
saying is that UCF is saying that even if the state allows it, we are not sure that we will allow that. If you
we
say
don't know what
that
the change
no,
in law might be. What we're saying is we would like to negotiate based on the change in the law. That's what.
would you allow the law to then prevail? In other words, would you be not more stringent than the whatever the change in the law is? That is what the question is.
That's a very hypothetical question. I don't. Our position all along is we don't know what the change in law might
Sure,
be, and
sure.
that's why
All
we would
I'm
like to
asking
return to the table and
is mine is not,
negotiate.
yeah, mine is not hypothetical, Jack. All I'm asking is that would you follow the law, or would you like to be more stringent than the law?
So
That's
we
all I'm asking.
definitely want to retain our ability to bargain anything in the
Okay.
contract that we can. So we probably just need to move
All right.
on to
We cannot agree on 19 and 20 today. That's not going to happen.
Okay. Then and so basically, what happens with 19 and 20 then?
Well, we will have some time between now and Wednesday, and we will speak with our attorneys and see how they recommend that we respond.
So you think we can meet on Monday?
No, that our next opportunity will be Wednesday.
The ninth
And if
scheduled session.
the scheduled session on the ninth, but when if we go by the ninth, then we run into problems with the payment.
Potentially. That's a possibility.
Did you want to talk about any of the other articles we've discussed so far,
Okay,
Chuck?
so yeah, right. So let me just say okay, so Article 10, let me just see what we have a modest thing there, which is just a second, okay, zoom and then share and Article 10, I think. Okay, yeah. So Article 10, if you can see my screen.
Yes.
Okay, so in Article 10, I think we are, let's see. Oh yeah. So there, I think, so here when you are saying overturned, so this is line 229 is amended or overturned in a court of law, right? I think that's what one means when it is overturned. And if that is so, then we will not, that's fine. So then the only one is are modified, or we would like to add the word or nullified. Then that is the main one. And then we basically come here. I think this is no problem. We are fine with that. I think the next one, and
Wait,
we're
wait.
fine with, did we do
Talat, can,
something?
yeah, Talat, can you be more clear when you say you're fine with that? You're fine with everything between line 267 or fine with, so that I can make sure that I don't think you're fine with something that you're not fine with.
Sure. So I made the change. So the change I made
Got
was
that. I
in
got that part. There's the
231.
only change is on
Okay.
line 231. I got that.
Right. And then from there, as I scroll down, we are okay with all of that.
Okay, thank
We are
you.
okay with all of the other, and we go beyond. Yeah. So we
295.
go up to, right. So up to 294. And
Okay.
then the change here is that because we do want some, there has to be some way of how this get triggered. So this is if a tenured employee has received an unsatisfactory in two consecutive annual evaluations, this employee would be, and then you go down and it said would be issued a performance improvement plan if the employee's next post-tenure review is not due for more than 1 year.
Okay, and next.
Okay, so that is that. And then the next would be, okay, let's go down. The next would be, I think that is it. I think that's it.
Okay, everything else is acceptable.
So
So,
everything else is acceptable. There are
you're
two changes.
suggesting then two changes to Article 10.
Two changes to Article 10. Yeah.
And we'll talk about
Okay.
those.
Okay. So let me share. And then Article 23, there's only what I mentioned, which was that, okay, I think this is the right one. We were trying to do everything rather quickly. So I don't know. Okay. Let me just see if this is the right one. I think.
Well, I remember the things on 23 that you brought to our attention.
Right. So
And
those were the only things.
yeah, and I've
Those were.
spoken to the provost about both of those
Yeah.
previously. I
Okay.
know what his position is. His position is that the awards for SOTL are essentially research, and they're more appropriately handled in the RIA category. As you said, sometimes there may be some colleges that do a lot of SOTL type research. Well, in those colleges, the RIA awards may be granted to faculty members who are doing what we had previously called SOTL type research. So we don't see this as really meaning that people aren't going to get awards, that some people are going to be unable to be competitive for those awards. I agree with you. Just as we have said in Article 10, there's a lot of variety across disciplines. When we look at post-tenure review, there's a lot of variety also in how people do their scholarship. And there may be some colleges where the RIA awards in the future look like the SOTL awards that we used to get. That's entirely possible because the work that went into efforts that resulted in SOTL awards will now be work that's evaluated as RIA awards or potentially for RIA awards. So we don't see how that excludes anybody from the possibility of an award. And I also spoke to the provost about the payments for the post-tenure review, whether it exceeds expectations or meets expectations. And he was very strong in his view that the people who were judged to have exceeded expectations deserved a larger one-time payment. And I don't see that changing it at all. But
On your
his
end.
reaction to me when I brought that up was pretty clear.
Okay.
I don't think that's something that's going to change. And is it a good use of
And
our time to debate
sure.
that? And I understand that there can be
Sure.
different positions on that.
Sure.
What we
Sure.
have is 1,700 employees that are waiting to
Sure.
get their one-time payments and their salary increases, and I'm trying
Sure.
to make that happen.
So why don't you take a look at 10 and see, with there are two changes in there, and why don't you take a look at that, and maybe we can caucus on 19 and 20, and then come back maybe in about 20 minutes or something, or 15 minutes.
I can do that.
I'm certainly willing to do that.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right.
See you at 3:20.
320 would be good. Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Talat, you're muted.
All right, here I am. Yeah.
Charlie, can you put our new 10 up on the screen, please?
What line, remind me?
Oh, I want to
233.
say 233, but I don't remember. I may have the wrong number.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yes, up. You got the word nullified. Yeah.
I think I do. I'm sorry. I don't. I can't. I highlight it in yellow, but
233,
it is.
230, 231,
Oh, there
231.
it is. There it is.
231. Okay.
We'll
So,
accept that.
thank you, Chuck.
All right. Accepted. So, I'm just going to grab that. Accept this change. And then
I think those are all
this was
fine.
all accepted. I don't know why I. Oh, no. Am I on? I'm on yours. I'm sorry. I think, let me hold on just a second. I'm on the wrong thing, so my bad.
You're going to open it up on yours, right, Charlie?
Yeah, I am. Just give me a moment. I couldn't figure out why it wasn't highlighted in yellow because I highlighted it in yellow and there it is. We accepted this thing here.
Okay.
Oh, and then that's deleted. And then, okay, so we're here. And I
The
believe
only change we're
yeah.
suggesting is that the two consecutive annual evaluations less than satisfactory.
Okay. Okay, so it could be conditional.
Some units have conditional as something that someone can get, and unsatisfactory only results if they've had two consecutive conditionals. So it's this unsatisfactory only comes into play in the second year of
Okay.
problematic performance. So that's what we would propose, those two changes.
So
I
I,
mean, we're
I
accepting
don't.
one, we're asking for a friendly modification.
So I don't want to go back to caucus, but if anybody here has any objections, please say
Now.
now. Otherwise, I'm interested in moving on, so I'll let people speak up if they think that there's a problem. Otherwise, I say we go for it. Is
for it.
yeah, okay, so that's fine. So 10 is
We're good
done.
on 10 then.
Good on 10.
Five to go.
There is one question I had about 10, which is that we had asked that if PTR is nullified, then this is something that again language tells us that we UCF would also would not insist on PTR, right? If the state is not requiring that.
Talat, I cannot tell you what future provosts and presidents at this institution might do.
Well, there'll be, this is something we could bring up. We don't need to bring up right now because this could be an opener. So let's move on. Yeah, let's move on. And so the other is that for 19 and 20, I mean these are, I mean you know what our intent is, and you now know what to ask your counsel on it, but we don't want to hold back. That everybody so desperately needs. So we will go. We will use those as new reopeners, and we'll have discussions on those. So we are
So,
okay with not.
if I understand, that means without the two additional words, 19 and 20,
Yeah.
and then we reopen them.
And we reopen. And you know what our intent is there. So it doesn't have to
So,
be extended discussions. You know exactly what, even in the reopeners, all we want is something simple like that.
Well,
okay,
there
so.
might be extension discussions, but we can talk about what it is that the teams want.
So, as if I understand correctly, we have now TA 10, 19, and 20 with the
19
intention to
and 20.
reopen 10, 19, and 20.
Right.
Okay. We have three articles to go.
And 19 and 20 more than 10, 10 we can do later. Yeah.
Oh, so okay. So 10 might be something we open in the second year rather than. Okay. Okay. I got it. What about Article 3?
Article 3, I mean, particularly since you have agreed or at least mentioned that, I mean, we have the MOU, right? So we can talk about that. But I think we status quo and Robert, I mean, people who are more
Sure.
legally oriented can give me advice, but my thing would be that
I'd like
we
to
go
think
for
I'm less legally orientated.
than
If
me.
that's possible, than everybody, right? I just have a question about the MOU and the
Physics
process.
professor.
Chuck, I just have a question about the MOU and process, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
So we gave you an MOU today, right?
We haven't, I
So
don't think we've gotten it yet, but you
I'm
showed it
just
to me.
saying, yeah, I mean, well, you will get it. We have to give it to you, right?
I'll give it to you right now.
So just say in theory, if we say, we're interested in returning to the table on the MOU, let's say in 4 months, that wouldn't create any legal problems, right? Like we don't have to meet 3 weeks from now because we gave you an MOU today,
No.
right?
No.
So we deliver the MOU in hand, and then at a later date, we'll decide when to return to the
It
MOU
might
table.
be nice if we exchange something in emails with Talat about when we'd like to resume, just so that it's clear for the record. But yeah, there's no problem with waiting.
Right. There's no like legal schedule that when
Not that
something's
I'm
delivered.
aware of, but we'll make
Yeah.
sure that we extend it beyond, I don't know, I'm making this up, 90 days, whatever it is, just whatever amount of time that you want, we'll just go ahead and see
Right.
when we
Right. As
want to.
long as we both agree on the time, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so I just sent you the MOU, and I'm hoping that Chuck will have even better answer for us shortly.
Because I mean, my thinking is, if we don't rush the MOU, Chuck, right? I mean, 3 years from now, we're going to be at a new full book, right?
Right.
And then three would be opened back up at that point. If we don't resolve the MOU, or if we decide that maybe the MOU is not feasible and we should just return to Article 3 3 years from now or whatever. But I figure my preference would be for a long MOU discussion, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know that it makes sense to have an MOU that extends beyond the length of a full book.
No. I mean, to decide whether between now and full book, if we want to do an
How long
MOU
he wants
or we
to
just want to
delay.
go right, or if we want to go into Article 3 again. That's what I'm deciding. Or that's what
Well,
we're deciding.
you can decide that for Article 30, whether you want it in there or not. It's neither here nor there, whatever you want to do. Chuck, did you want to move forward with the next thing?
I'm a little bit slower than everybody else, so I just have to make sure that I understand.
But are you
Does that
legally
mean
oriented?
we're
We're
TAing on
not.
three, and we're going to continue negotiations with the MOU and possibly open Article 3?
Yeah, we're done. It's all green.
Except for the appendices in Article 30. So we can go through that. Oops, we can go through that really fast.
So, Talat, again, I'm slow. I got to make sure that I get this. If it's all green, that means 23 is okay.
23. Yeah, I think so. I mean, we would have preferred the subtle, but I'm
I
not
understand.
agreeing.
I.
But this is something we can come back to. And also, so basically, and ADIs, we did the status quo like before, right? I mean, we have, so
Well, it's not
I
status
think,
quo. We changed the dates. I want to make sure that we. It, it,
right. We changed the date so that it is 31st of August, 2027. Right.
August
So,
31st.
Talat, you'll have a
31st.
copy of it. In fact, I
Yes.
already sent you a copy of what our proposal was for you
So
to look at.
we will, Chuck, at this point, we want to get going and we want to get done. So 23 is done. Yes.
23 automatically reopens whether we want it to or not, unless we negotiate it in advance. So we're
Right.
done
And
and
so
coming right back.
we need to talk about Article 30.
Oh, can we run through the appendices first or?
Certainly.
No, we can do that. We can do that.
Only because I've got them kind of teed up and can you see it?
Yes.
Okay.
Talat, this is the result of a joint petition that the UFF and the BOT made to PERC to change the position classifications. There's some that needed to be added. There's some that haven't been used forever. We took them out. And PERC went along with the joint petition from the union and the university. So this is just the result of that.
I'm sorry, Chuck, is that official? Because I never got official
Yes,
notice yet.
yes.
Okay.
We got it on Monday.
I did
Okay.
send a copy. Did you not receive a copy of it, Roger, Robert, from me?
No, but the UFF lawyer usually sends me that stuff, and I didn't see anything recently.
Oh, did you not receive the copy from me, though?
I didn't not get that either. No.
Oh, okay. I apologize. But Talat, you did receive it, yes?
I don't remember.
You said, Charlie, this is very helpful.
So that sounds like a yes, Charlie.
Just then. Oh, that one. Okay. I didn't know which one you're talking. Oh, the appendices. Okay. I thought something from the PERC, from PERC. No, this one I did receive. Yeah.
The one where I sent you Appendix A had the PERC thing attached.
Oh, it had a PERC thing attached. Okay.
Yes,
I
sir.
didn't look. Okay. Okay. I didn't open the PERC thing. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Oh, I thought that's why you said it was very helpful.
No, the appendices were helpful to me. Okay.
Well, okay. So, Chuck, you were saying the perk.
This is what we've both sides have said. This is what we want to do on
Sure.
Appendix A, and PERC has allowed us to do it. So I think we should
This is fine.
go ahead with that. All right. So we're good on Appendix A.
Yes.
Appendix B is a blank page.
Yes, that we've heard of that.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Appendix C
Yeah.
is the step one grievance filing. We're proposing
So,
that we use email instead of fax.
yeah, this I understand, but the only thing about was 5 p.m. I mean, it's okay if you want that, but for most things, it's 11:59 p.m. nowadays. Because we are doing things electronically.
Chuck, what about Eastern Standard Time?
Well,
Seriously, I mean,
it's normally local time is what
well, what if someone
it's
has a lawyer that's
But
outside the time
is
zone?
that a problem to do 11:59?
Well, if we're going to do that, And I'm not opposed to it, particularly if we're going to do things electronically
By email,
via
yeah.
email. Charlie, can you pull that back up?
Yeah, Charlie, you're muted. You're still muted, Charlie.
Who knows what she's saying about us, Talat?
I don't know, Charlie, you're still, I mean, okay. Yeah, is that going to be a problem for you to make it 11:59?
What if we just struck the 5 p.m.?
Yeah, that would be fine. Yeah, just take it out.
So all that
Yeah.
matters is the date. If
That's
we get it
fine.
on the date with a
Yeah, that would be
timestamp, we're
fine.
good.
Yeah, that's good.
We're just reminding folks there that we appreciate some specificity when they, a lot of times Charlie's having to go back and ask for
No,
clarification on things.
that's good. No, that's good. I think so. So,
All right.
Charlie, what when I said it was satisfactory, I'm not concerned with PERC. I really found the appendices to be there. That was good for me.
Okay. I only attached Appendix A though, so it wasn't all of them. It was that one because I attached the PERC thing, but it's fine. It's fine. I'm glad you thought it was helpful, even if you didn't look at it. Okay.
So this is Appendix D. Charlie's making the same. Charlie, do the
Make the same
5 p.m.
change on top. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah, you. That's
That is
right.
our practice at five. Oh God, I'm sorry. That 5 p.m. is the cutoff. But
But because what? Yeah, take that out.
I'm working on it. Okay. I'll fix
Yeah,
that later.
because as long as the date is there, it doesn't matter when the email came. Email doesn't have 5 p.m.
Well, it does matter to me. So, but in any case, moving on. And Chuck hates the ampersand. There is no postponement period for step two grievances. This was put there in error. So that's just fixed. Reminding people that they can't add things in between step one and step two. And that's it. That's D.
That's D, yes.
There's Appendix E. This is notice of arbitration. And it has our beautiful language at the bottom. We took out faxes because I don't have a fax machine anymore. So F. So Chuck, did you want to explain?
The thing
Yes,
about the fax machine, by the way, very quickly. Yeah, no, go ahead. I know you had to change this one. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Chuck.
We had agreed when we went through Article 9
Sorry.
and some of the other articles that talked about the assignment dispute resolution that we were going to use the term dispute rather than grievance, use the term disputant rather than grievance to distinguish those two different types of processes
Sure.
that we have.
That's fine.
And so there's a number of changes in here that are consistent with what we had said we were going to do.
And I went through this, and then Chuck went through it, and then I went through, and I kept finding new ones every time. So this is the intent. If I missed it, I'm sorry. We'll go back and
So
fix
then
it next
we will
time.
take a look at it, but it looks
Yeah.
fine.
Okay.
In
So that.
principle, we agree. That's okay.
Okay. So.
So, Talada, these changes to the appendices are okay.
They're fine.
All right. So now
Excellent.
Article 30. Oh. Okay. So what I have, oh gosh, I may not have brought up the right one. Okay, I didn't bring up the one that I wanted to bring up. So if you wanted to talk a little bit about it, Chuck, while I look for the one I want.
All right, well, this is the article where we talk about when we're going to reopen things, what we're going to reopen, and when we're going to do it. Something that I know we talked about at a couple of bargaining sessions, we would like to get to a point where we're changing the rhythm of how we bargain. Typically, we've opened things in the fall and then takes a while to go through the negotiations. What I am hopeful for is if we begin to start our negotiations in the springtime,
That makes more sense.
Try to get things done so that when resources become available from the state, I'm hopeful that we can implement salary increases in the fall. Rather, we've typically done it in the spring. I'm hoping we can do that in the fall. And I'm hopeful that this change in how we approach bargaining will make that possible. And
Yeah.
this is truly, we're proposing this kind of an approach because we really want to get the money in the pocketbooks, the bank accounts of our employees. That's what we're trying to do here. What I think we're trying to suggest, but I can't see it right now.
I thought I had one where I had all the articles underneath, and somehow I've lost that. So we'll just ha I'll have to fill it
Okay,
in.
so Article 23 opens every year. We're interested in
23.
opening.
23 is there. 23 is there. Yeah.
It's yeah, that one's slam dunk. That's got to be.
Yeah.
In the first year, we would also like to open Article 8.
And you had said in the second year you would do 12.
We'll do 12, and I think we'd like to do Article 32 in the first year.
Okay. And we
Robert
would like to
reminded us
do.
earlier how important the definitions are, so we want to make sure that we have those right.
So. Why don't we put from our side, why don't we put 18, 19 and 20 in the first year? Because I mean they're the same. 19 and 20. And in the second year we do, what do you say, Robert? Do 10? And do we put 3 just in case?
Can we back off if we like if we put three now
Yeah, no problem. You
and
can
here
say
we say
TA on it. It will open, but then you can TA on it and we can move on.
okay.
Privileges. And
Okay.
I'll go through and make sure I've got everything correctly on this.
And did we and we want to put 10, right, Robert?
Yeah.
Where do
In
you
the
want
second
it?
year.
Second year?
Do we do it in the second year or the
Yeah,
first year?
if we're doing 19 and 20 next year, 210 the year after.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, see, we are so prepared. We're all ready to go. Can you believe that?
Okay, so just looking at this, we had, oh, Chuck, I must have lost the document somehow. We had February, I think, instead of March.
I think you had said February. You know what you should do? You should really take a look at this and send it to us, and we agree in principle that this is there'll be
But I
little
think the
minor
important thing is
changes.
so we get the articles right now, and
Yeah,
I
the
think we've.
articles we get right, and then we can come back to you in case we want to shift the date by a little bit.
And, the language that's here in this article says that we shall begin these no later than a certain date. So if we
And we could
decide there's
always do it
something that's
early.
so important that we need to get on it after we do the ratification,
Then we can do
let's
that.
do that. We can do that. We can do it
Yeah.
earlier. It's just we have to start by this time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
Compromise. Hold on. I'm trying to get it so that I can see my tracking stuff. So we're adding that. This is all fine. And then, is that right? November 2026? Is that right?
we'll have to check on all of
yes.
those.
Okay. Well, we'll check on all of them
Yeah.
so that
We'll have to go through it because right now it's a little
it's a, but
hazy.
we do agree in principle. So I think,
We
are
agree
we
in
not?
principle. The most important is that we are going to begin earlier than usual, but we'll take a look at the dates. I think the articles are the ones that were most important, and we got those.
Okay. And that
Dr. Rachman, by my count, we have an agreement.
I think we have an agreement. This is if we were there, we would, in person, then we would celebrate. But
High
thank
five.
you. Thank you. Thank you for, this is a journey, but if we have to talk still about the whole ratification, but we'll get back to that. And maybe we touch base on Monday just about the logistics and anything here. So why don't we have a phone call or, does that make sense, Robert, to do
Sure.
it?
I mean, I just have a question for Chuck and Charlie on the ratification.
I have a hard deadline of 3:45. If you need me, I can still be here, but I need to make some arrangement.
I'm okay.
In 5 minutes, I have to do something, otherwise it will be a problem.
Okay, well, I think we're
What?
almost done.
Yeah, I think we don't need too long to stay. I think this is probably, in fact, the bargaining session is over. Now it's sort of logistics. Let me stop sharing for a minute.
Are you still recording?
Well, thank you so
I
much, everyone, for all your help. This has been quite a
am.
journey, and
Thanks
we'll
a
see
lot.
you
Yeah.
at the end of it.
And
And we can take a little break and then come back.
we made it
Thank you so
before
much.
Christmas.
Thanks.
Well, thank you, everybody. Congratulations on the
Thank
agreement.
you. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And
Good job.
Congrats.